If we can look at it, the same election, you know, look at this, again, stark geographical divide, where we can see the Democrats getting virtually no support in the West, in the Northeast, just a scattering of counties. And again, you can see South Carolina with its distinctive pattern of overwhelming support for the Democrats, conservative party at this time. 1908, Theodore Roosevelt had pledged that he wouldn't seek another term. He didn't. He actually had a hand-picked successor to a certain extent, William Howard Taft, who probably didn't really want to be president. Taft always wanted to be a Supreme Court justice, and he sort of ended up there. So he was sort of reluctant. Roosevelt thought that he was a progressive and would continue in the progressive line. The Democrats had been so thoroughly defeated 4 years earlier, they went back to William Jennings Bryan, who now is reinventing himself as a sort of quasi-progressive, at least in some aspects. He gets some silver states. He gets his home state of Nebraska again, but by and large doing worse than he had before. So it looks like the high tide for the progressive movement, but what happens? What happens is, well, at least according to Roosevelt, Taft betrayed him. The Taft betrayed the progressive agenda, according to Theodore Roosevelt.